the most action-packed content from the top mobile experts. This is the App Masters Podcast with Steve P. Young.
Tired of overpaying for App Store optimization? Get unlimited ASO and app marketing support to increase your keyword rankings, downloads, and more importantly, your revenue. Learn more at asomasters.com.
What ad channel should we start off with?
I decided to build a quick graphic to tell the people how I usually approach this question. Before investing any single cent in any channel, you need to build a data framework that tells you how your paid campaigns are doing. And then when you build the tracking solution, you have to think about the channels. So I divided them between Android and iOS, put them in order of how good they are after running campaigns for more than 85 apps. I am 95% sure that Google Ads is your best shot for Android because Google talks better to Google. Then the second place will be for Meta because they also have endless data points to target the relevant users for your app. Mm-hmm. And in the last place is TikTok, which is a newer channel. They don't have the same technology in terms of algorithm when it comes to targeting relevant users for your app. All the channels that allow app promotion normally have three types of campaigns. First one is mobile app install campaigns. Second, app event optimization. Those are campaigns that are focusing on a specific event. We have the deepest campaign that you can run in any channel, which is value optimization campaign. This campaign is targeting and looking for the highest valuable users. So when you run that campaign, you normally get higher cost per install because the algorithm tries to bring the highest value, not only a paying user, but within the paying users, the most valuable ones. The setup that I follow is I start to feed the machine learning with mobile app install campaigns because it's the cheapest way to start to see the events within your app. Let's put an example with Google Ads. You have to import the events from the MMP or from Firebase to Google Ads in order to see, okay, those users that are coming from the paid campaigns are triggering those events. And you can detect when and where you are having the biggest drop-off of users. Then I switch to app event optimization campaigns. Once I analyze the cheapest way, which is mobile app install, I switch to a deeper campaign based on a specific event that means high engagement exists.
Do you feel like there's a minimum level of budget that you need to really test out Meta?
For mobile app install campaigns, I believe that the budget is minimal. But if you go with ROAS campaigns, you need to put a much higher daily budget, 500 per day, because ROAS campaigns work better when they have more money to reach the most valuable users. If after 1 month spending in a channel, I don't see like real chances of recovering the money at some point, like in less than 1 year, then I give up.
Ishmael says, if you have $5,000 or Facebook ads budget, how would you set up the campaigns in terms of number of ad sets? How many creatives on each ad sets?
I normally give freedom to the algorithm in one ad group, which is the broad one. From my experience, you can narrow the audience with interest, with lookalikes. So those are like the three main options that I do in my initial setups, which is broad ad group, interest ad group, and a lookalike in case I have enough data to build the lookalike audience. If you have 500, like in this example, I will use only the first two, broad and then interest. And then with the time, I will iterate and maybe test the lookalikes in a later stage. In terms of number of creatives, upload as many creatives as you want because the algorithm will detect super quickly which one is converting well. The type of creative is going to determine the audience that you will target. So be sure that your assets are targeting your relevant users. Normally, in terms of number of assets, I would say 3 to 5 for the beginning. There is like a common rule which says, in terms of ad group, from 0 to 500, you can use 2 ad groups. I mean, 500 per day, okay? From 500 to 1,000, 3 ad groups. And then each 1,000 extra, one additional ad group. So from 1,000 to 2,000 per day, one additional ad group. 3,000, another ad group. And then within that ad group, you can add 3 to 5 creatives.
If you only have 5,000, because, you know, it's not that big of a budget for Ishmael, David, would you just start with, you know, the layer 3 and just kind of be like, all right, let's go.
If you don't have enough budget, you can focus on the tier 1 countries, but maybe you can separate for testing new creatives. You can go with mobile app install campaigns because they are cheaper, and then you put the winners into campaigns that are deeper in terms of optimization, app event optimization campaigns or value optimization campaigns.
What are your most recent findings on Scam 4.0?
So I wanted to test if the number of signals was already enough to scale your performance in Google Ads for iOS. But the reality is that I think we have to wait a bit more because during the first week, I was getting like a much higher cost per install than in TikTok, also than in Meta. And that high cost per install was forcing me to pay or to increase my daily budget too much in order to reach the privacy threshold. With Scam 4.0, the necessary installs per day are lower, apparently. But according to my previous test, which was like, at the beginning of February, you really need to put like more or less the same amount of money because not all the postbacks are containing Scan 4.0 information. Most of them are still 3.0. So that's why I believe that we have to wait until the threshold of installs is lower, so you don't have to commit like a high daily budget to start with, right? Then, as you know, Google is modeling like the installs and the conversions that you have. That's what I explained before. And during the first week, the modeling was really horrible. I was having like, for example, in Google Ads, I was having like 100 installs, and in a scan, I was having like 20. It's a huge difference. Google was like modeling much more than a scan, and that's a problem because I don't believe that the campaigns will perform that well in Google. So in general, it was like a bad experience. The null rate was also high, which means that I was not achieving, like reaching the privacy threshold, and I was not seeing all the post-install events. So in general, bad experience. I know that Meta is starting to receive Scan 4.0 postbacks, but I checked it today, this morning, and I still don't see anything. And I have one campaign there. Be careful with a scan because by default, Meta is using the modeling methodology, the aggregated event measurement. So be careful once you set up the campaign. Don't make your scan schema too complicated. Just focus on the simpler events. Try to generate as many signals as you can in the first postback because the second and the third ones are still limited. And that's the best window, the best shot you have to see if the campaign is performing at the level that you need to achieve profitability, and focus on the easier events. If your focus is purchases because you believe that your app is already performing well, your conversion rates are already good enough, then focus on that.
Russ says, how effective are Instagram ads from your experience?
If your targeted audience is older, then I don't recommend Instagram. I recommend Facebook. If you use banners, static banners, the algorithm will automatically target those users because you see content is something that young people are like consuming, but others are not.
Thanks for listening to the App Masters podcast. For show notes and amazing app marketing content, check out appmasters.co.